Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your favorite hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we are back with part three of this little mini series we've been doing. We've been talking about a book that we both read by Madison Pruitt Trout called The Love Everybody Wants. Best book ever. You should get it. Go through it. But yes, we've been going through it. If you don't know who she is, she's a podcaster. She is an influencer, author, and you might know her from season 24 of the TV show The Bachelor. So she's an amazing, amazing role model. I love her.
Yes, the book is so good. So definitely read it if you get the chance. But we were so impacted by this book. So we've been talking through a little bit of this mini series here of a lot about love. So we talked about first how you have to love, you have to get your relationship with God right first before you can love anybody else. You have to love God first, and then you can love yourself. And then from that, you can love others. So today we're talking about the aspect of loving others.
We've finally gotten here.
We're finally here. Yes, you've been on the edge of your seats for this one. And something she emphasizes in this book that I want to kind of start off with is that you have to focus on your standards for a relationship with another person, which is so important to think about because sometimes in a relationship, she talked about red flags. So obviously red flags are a big thing in today's culture that people are like, watch out for your red flags, and let us know your red flags in the comments because we want to hear them. And even the guys, let us know what your red flags are for the girls, what we shouldn't be doing. But she talks about how sometimes in a relationship, if you do have a thing that's like, this is not okay for me, this is a red flag for me, once you get in that relationship, sometimes your feelings will take over. So for example, I have one red flag for me is cussing. If I hear him cuss, that's a red flag for me. It's not, and red flags are too, they're more of a signal of, hey, something might be off here than a, this is not for me. I'm turning this off.
It's kind of like a warning instead of a, this is completely out.
Right.
No way.
And for me, cussing is something that is of the world. It's not something that Christians are called to do. It's not how God wants us to live. So if I hear a guy cuss, that's a red flag for me. But in a relationship, sometimes you're so captivated by your feelings and what's going on in the moment, and you think, well, it was just one time, so maybe it's okay. And then it happens a second time, and you're like, well, I mean, he's probably working on it. And you just keep giving yourself excuses as you go along. So she made it a point that it's so important to predetermine what your standards are so that you don't compromise them when you're in a relationship.
Yeah, she talks a lot about how it's kind of like there's non-negotiables that you have in your life. Mm-hmm. And one thing that she said that is a really good, and I've also kind of heard this from other books or other people, is to have a list. Like maybe it's a physical list, or maybe it's in your notes app, or it's just in your brain of something that you know, like, okay, this is a no for me. This is definitely what I'm looking for. And it's not like, oh, he's got to have blue eyes and he's got to have this color hair.
6 foot tall.
Exactly. Like,
make them reasonable.
Exactly. And make them like specific and deeper, not just like surface level, whatever.
Yeah.
It's what about their personality do you crave in that relationship? And what are you not willing to like just kind of
compromise?
Compromise and like mush around with, like, what are you specifically going to say? Okay, this is a no. You're going to need to be better than this.
Yeah. And Maddie, like you said, she was on The Bachelor and she ended up leaving The Bachelor. She went on the show because she felt like God was calling her to do it, even though she wasn't really looking for a husband or anything at the time. And she realized once she got on the show, you know, she is a Christian and she has her values and her standards. And The Bachelor was not, the guy was not up to her standards. He did not do things that aligned with her values. And she realized, I know that millions of people are going to see this, but I have to step away from something that doesn't align with my own beliefs. And she had to predetermine that ahead of time, because in the moment she could have been like, well, I'm on this show with all these girls.
I have feelings for him. There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Cause she had feelings for him, but she said it was so important for her that she literally stepped off of national television just because he did not align with her standards.
Yeah, and that's a bold thing to do. And I think a lot of times, especially like teenage girls, what we'll do is we will say, oh, well, I'll compromise this for a minute and I'll just ignore this one aspect because he meets all of my other standards. So I'll be in a relationship with him. And then if that one doesn't work out, you keep lowering your standards with each guy, or you just continually compromise and you continuously just say, oh, well, it's okay. It's not that bad. Now that I think about it, he's not terrible. Like,
yeah.
You have to not be blindsided by your feelings of love or whatever it is. And I think something that you need to look for in a true relationship, if you are a Christian and you have those specific values, then you need to think, okay, is he going to lead me well?
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, do you trust his relationship with God? Or does he just wear a "What Would Jesus Do" bracelet? Like, that's yeah. That does not mean that he is firm in his faith and that he will, because if you have those standards and you actually find that guy mm-hmm. that meets all of those standards, most likely he's going to hold you to standards.
Right.
He is going to be searching for a good Christian girl who is strong in her faith too. Because if he's not, if you don't trust his relationship with God in private, whenever he's just maybe reading his Bible in his room, nobody knows about it, or he's praying alone, mm-hmm. is he praying for you? Is he praying for you to be stronger in your faith? You need to seriously take consider into these things. And does he worship freely, or is he insecure in his faith? That's a red flag. Like, he needs to be able to push you in your convictions. Like, I talked a lot about in the first episode how you really need to know like what your convictions are, and mm-hmm. he needs to know what his convictions are. If you like this guy for maybe some of his personality, well, you need to have that deeper relationship and know, like, okay, does he truly love the Lord? Mm-hmm. Is he willing to sacrifice everything else in his life for God? Yeah. Does he pray for you? Is he praying for you to be the woman to come into his life? Like, you need to trust his relationship and know that he's going to lead you closer to God, and he's going to push you in your convictions, and he's going to make you a better Christian, bring you closer to the Lord in your relationship.
Yeah, you've got to think about with the non-negotiables, it's like, is he trying to make me do something that would compromise what I stand for? Or is he trying to make me like this person? Or is he trying to make me like form into somebody that I'm not, you know? Mm-hmm. Is he pushing me to be all that God has called me to be in who my own identity is, not in anybody else or not in his identity? Is he only valuing who I am truly as a child of God?
Yeah. And I also feel like a lot of times what we know what the right guy or the like perfect guy that we are thinking of should be. Mm-hmm. And then we see this other guy and we're like, oh, he's got potential. So yeah. I'll work on him. He's going to change.
Girl, do not do that.
Most likely he is not going to. If
he's not doing it now, he's not
going
to do it.
Going into the relationship,
yeah.
You're going to develop even more. Like, you have to really, you can't date somebody for their potential.
Yeah.
Because half of the time, guys are not developed right now. They're going to be stupid. They're going to do stupid things. But you really have to, you can't just jump into a relationship and be like, well, yeah, whenever he's in college, he's going to have everything figured out. He's going to have his relationship with God all great, and it's going to be all worked out. Well, you have to think, okay, then wait until college.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until he's actually truly valuing his relationship with God, so then he can truly value you.
Yeah.
The same process that we have talked about through this entire little series is relationship with God, relationship with self. That he has to do that too. It's not just you.
Something that she talked about either in this book or in one of the bonus contents with her husband was that they both had to work separately before they could come together. Because a lot of times I see a lot of my friends, I've never been in like a real relationship, I guess I've never had like an actual boyfriend, but I've had all kinds of friends in all different seasons of life that I've watched. And I've seen tons and tons of couples immediately want to be like, let's start a Bible study together and go for it. That's all great. I love the fact that people are doing Bible studies together. But if that's the only way that you're growing in your relationship with Christ, then you're just growing closer to that person. And then your relationship with Christ becomes this person that's physical, and you're trying to form your own relationship with Christ, but you're also growing closer to this guy at the same time who can't fulfill all of your needs.
Right. You both need to have your own separate time with God where you're praying for yourself and you're praying for that relationship, but you're not doing it together. Like, you can do it together.
Yeah.
But you have to specifically have your own time with God so you can be deepening your relationship with Him.
Yeah.
To where then, like, you can talk about, oh, hey, in my personal Bible study, this was revealed to me through Scripture. And, like, you can share all of that. That's amazing. But you have to specifically have your relationship with God figured out, or not figured out, but like, you have to have it strong enough mm-hmm. to where then you can also share that with the other person.
Yeah. Maddie and her husband Grant said that they both, when they first started dating each other, anytime they were around each other, they felt closer to God because they saw that the other person was doing work outside of their relationship. Maddie was with her group of girls trying to grow, which is so important. Like, if you're a guy, then find a group of guys that you can grow in your faith with. And if you're a girl, find a group of girls to grow in your faith with in any season of your life. But they both talked about how they had these separate groups of people and they spent time on their own in their room, reading the Bible, praying for all of these things. So then when they were around each other, it was evident. And in their life, they were both more joyful. They had more peace. And they saw that, which brought them closer together and closer to God. But they weren't just like, we're only going to talk about God when we're around each other. You have to put the work in outside of the relationship in order for it to actually be a healthy relationship.
Yeah, and kind of going back on what I was saying about, you know, dating somebody not for their potential, you can't date a guy that's just eligible. Maybe he's got all of the right things maybe he's got a good relationship with God and you trust him and all of these different things line up, but he has to have all of those things and be extraordinary. He has to be showing you, like, pushing your relationship and all of the different things. And I think another thing that she mentioned was it's really helpful to have in your relationship, have each of you have an accountability person mm-hmm. that's praying for your relationship, and they have to have a strong relationship with God, and they have to be looking in from the outside of your relationship and thinking like, oh, I see a red flag here. Like, I would have my mom be that for me because I know that she has a relationship with God and she's constantly praying for me. And I know that she sees things that I do not, because like you said, we are blinded by our feelings sometimes.
Yeah.
And you'll ignore red flags, or you'll have relationships and you'll think, oh, well, I don't know this about this relationship. And maybe, like, I know I've experienced whenever I've liked some guys before, if I get out of a relationship, it's because I've heard, like, other people that are pouring into my life and that I know are close with God. Like, they see things that they're like, hey, maybe not. Like, mm-hmm. I see these red flags in here, and it's a constant, like, pattern that I'm seeing and observing. So then lean into that. Lean into what your peers have to say. And not everybody, because some people are like, this is dumb. Like,
well, and pay attention to who you're listening to.
Yeah.
Because everyone, when it comes to a relationship, literally everyone has an opinion. But I think if you check with your good Christian friends, your good godly friends that you know have a relationship with God and are trying their best just to make sure that you like are looking for the best, and they're mm-hmm. trying to make sure your relationship is as good as it can be, then pay attention to what they have to say. And if everyone's telling you it's a bad idea, it's probably a bad idea.
Like, exactly.
Just look at, evaluate, take their information, take their advice, and evaluate, okay, maybe I'm just being blinded by all these things that I've, sometimes it's even just in your head that mm-hmm. if a girl likes a guy for a long time, I can't speak for the guys, but if a girl likes a guy for a long time, they kind of think about who they want him to be almost, you know, they're like, oh, he's cute and he has these good things, so he probably has these good things too. And you can't base a relationship on that. It has to be based on truth. And if other people see that some things don't align, then you should lean into that information.
Yeah. And it's not always bad information. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes, like you were
sometimes
just saying,
good.
When maybe there's people observing it and they're like, hey, this guy has a lot of alone time with God that I see mm-hmm. through him. Then they should tell you that, and they should let you know, like, hey, stay with him. Like, he's good for you. And I see this growing relationship is a positive influence in both of your lives. And yeah, it's making a good impact. And this is a God-centered, a Christ-centered relationship that is going to help both of you.
Yeah. And I think the scary thing, honestly, is that if people are following all their standards and they are making sure that they're looking for a guy or looking for a girl that is truly held up to their standards, it kind of shrinks the pot. Like, all of these girls, then that takes off a lot of guys off of the list. Or for guys, that may take off a lot of the girls from the list. But you have to trust that God has the best for you. And you can't be scared that, oh, if I don't find a person now, I'm never going to find a person. And I'm going to be lonely forever.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of times when we're in high school, we think this is all our life. Because, right, I mean, there's a lot in high school. And it seems
and this
like
is
a
all
lot
we can see right now.
Exactly.
So then it's like, oh, if I don't find a guy before I graduate, then I'm probably going to be lonely and never meet anybody ever again.
I know, right? But it's like most people meet in college.
Yeah.
And there's so many more opportunities to find other guys. So it's like, yes, it does shrink the pot. And that's a good thing because, yeah, you want to have something so specific to where you know what you're looking for. And it doesn't have to be specifically, like we said, like it does. They don't have to be tall. They don't have to be,
yeah,
hands, like all these different things. You have to look at so much deeper. Mm-hmm. But when you are looking for those deeper things, it's going to be a harder to find. But one quote that Maddie said in the book, I read it and I read it again and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. It said, wait, let me quote this right. Hold on. Okay, this is what she said. It says, when you know your worth in Christ, you don't have to play hard to get. You just are hard to get. And I was like,
that's good.
Dang.
Yeah, and it's different for everybody. Like, some people find the guy that they're going to marry in high school. Some people find the guy they're going to marry in college. Sometimes it's after that. But just don't be so afraid of being lonely that you compromise your own standards. You have to trust that God really does have the best for you. And for some people, that might be staying single. But you have to trust that his plan is better than your plan. And you don't need to try to take all of control right now and say, well, I've got to find a person now, or I've got to do this now. Just trust in his plan and your relationships will be a lot stronger.
Yes. And to kind of wrap this episode up, we've talked a lot about how to stay in healthy relationships with guys, or this can honestly, most of this stuff can apply to actual friendships. Like, some of it can't, but other things, like, you have to trust the other person. And
right,
so, you know, you have to have your relationship with God figured out first from our first episode. And then you have to have your relationship with yourself, right? And loving yourself and knowing your worth in Christ, to then where you can have healthy relationships growing in your life. And next week, we are going to talk about the power of singleness and how, yes, it's a great season in your life.
Yes. And we hope this has been an encouragement to you. Drop in the comments who is a great Christian couple that you look up to, a great role model. And this has been so fun. I've loved getting to talk about it.
Yes. We want to hear from you. Like she said, what your favorite, like who your Christian role model is in a couple, or what your red flags are. Don't forget, because we all need to know those and, yes, be aware.
We'll see you guys back next week for a great conversation.